Hi, this is Richard Campbell from .NET Rocks and Run As Radio, here to talk about SharePoint Intersection at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas, October 30th to November 2nd. And you can go to sharespintersection.com to register. Found myself a Dan Homan. You're now on the inside.
I am.
You were a SharePoint consultant for a long, long time, and now you work for the company.
Yeah, I worked for myself for 20 years, helping mostly large Fortune caliber organizations with their technology stack. And joined Microsoft about 14 months ago.
Yeah, how's it been?
It's been fantastic.
They say it's like drinking from a fire hose. There's so much to do.
It is definitely that. There's a lot that goes on here, a lot that you don't see above the surface, so to speak.
Sure.
But it's been a marvelous opportunity for me and a great time to join the company.
And you're very engaged on SharePoint still.
Definitely. So I own product marketing for SharePoint and Yammer. And I work very closely with my peer who owns OneDrive. And so together we're owning a big chunk of the message and the tool set that really help customers collaborate in the cloud.
And if you're a SharePoint professional, like I feel like it's been kind of a tumultuous time. Taking SharePoint to the cloud, like there's a lot that's changed. The dev models are very different.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think the customers are going away anytime soon. Like everybody's using SharePoint arguably more.
Yeah.
But how you interact with folks now as a SharePoint consultant, I mean, it's challenging. It's different.
It's totally changed because, as you mentioned, we were on-prem
for over a decade
and really led the market and also became sort of the jack of all trades for collaboration on-prem. People try, you know, we supported business intelligence, we supported enterprise social, we supported search and discovery. And as we moved SharePoint to the cloud, we were able to integrate with a number of other products and services that Microsoft either already had in its pocket, acquired or built. And now SharePoint is really able to specialize on helping people share content and apps and knowledge across the organization and allow other great services in Office 365 to take up those other workloads.
I know that the folks that I've talked to over the years now that have gotten heavily involved in Office 365, I have to stop talking about the sort of core Office products, even just talking about SharePoint. It's everything around that that seems to make such the difference in productivity. SharePoint was always this sort of Swiss Army knife product. There were so many different things, you could use it so many different ways. But with Office 365 as well, it's so comprehensive, the broad scope of it, it's almost hard to get your head around.
It is, and you know, in the end, we're lucky because Office 365 has an incredibly diverse set of collaboration tools that meet the needs of just about any work style. And it's not just Office 365 anymore either, it's also integrating with other Microsoft services. For example, Power Apps and Flow, which are technically part of Dynamics and Azure, automate workflows and create custom forms and experiences in Office. We have deep integration with other Azure services and Dynamics, and now we have all these connections to third-party services as well. So it really is less about the tools now because we have such a comprehensive toolkit, and more about what are you really trying to do? And we now can say, okay, you know, for the scenarios and the outcomes you're trying to achieve, here's the best way to do it with Office 365.
Sure, many, many choices there. So we're going to see a couple of talks from you at SharePoint Intersection?
Indeed. Yep, I'll be there in Las Vegas, October 30th through November 2nd. And certainly we'll be sharing the innovations that we began to announce last month at our SharePoint Virtual Summit. And that we will be announcing at Ignite, which is shortly before Dev Intersection. So it'll be a great opportunity to really see these innovations live, to talk about what you can do to solve business problems with them and to start driving usage and adoption in your company.
You know, in our spring show for Dev Intersection, we find we come out shortly after Build. And so you sort of see the announcements at Build, and then it's sort of a more intimate conversation in Orlando. And I feel like we got the same opportunity, especially around SharePoint, because Ignite is massive.
It is massive.
20,000 plus people.
It's our biggest event. It's a wonderful opportunity for customers who come there. But for customers who really want to have a more intimate and engaging experience and have more opportunity to socialize with each other, perhaps.
And up close with the team, you know,
Absolutely.
Up close with the folks that really that build this stuff and that run this stuff. I think it's an exciting time.
And the third-party experts.
Absolutely.
Who come with real-world perspective and who know how the real world works.
Well, and have gone through these migrations, too. I mean, it's like it's very easy when you got a new version, just talk about the new version. It's another thing to say, hey, you've been with us since 2008. What has your SharePoint experience looked like now in 2017?
Exactly. And one of the cool things for developers, which I know are a significant piece of the audience in Vegas, is now with Office 365 and across Microsoft, you have this incredible surface of APIs with which to access the company's most valuable property, which is its content and its people. And you can build these solutions now with very standard tools, open web sorts of approaches and models that weren't really possible before.
Right.
We like to joke that, you know, 4 years ago you needed a PhD in SharePoint to mm-hmm. write a solution.
SharePoint had its own dev model.
It did.
Now it's much more an open web dev.
Oh, it's very open. And we're going to be making some exciting announcements at Ignite as well. That should be great for developers who want to build very custom solutions for their organizations on top of Office 365.
That's awesome, Dan. Thanks for chatting with me.
Absolutely.
And if you'd like to learn more about the latest versions of SharePoint, the new development models, come to SharePoint Intersection. That's October 30th to November 2nd in Las Vegas at the MGM Grand. You can sign up at spintersection.com. And if you sign up for both a workshop package and the show, we'll hook you up with an Xbox One S or a VR headset. So go to spintersection.com and register today.